It's time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got a comment you'd like to make. Maybe you've got an observation you'd like to share. It really doesn't matter. We love to hear from you, and you can get in touch with us by sending emails to comments@kaxe.org. You can reach me, John Latimer, at jlatimer, that's J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, at kaxe.org. You can write to us. Our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. And you can call our talkback line if you'd like to hear it in your own words. And that number is 218-999-9876. We heard from a number of you this week, including Ed down in Deerwood. And Ed says he's training for a ride across North Dakota. And I'm not sure if they're going west to east or east to west, but I know which way I'd go, prevailing winds being what they are. Turks Cap Lily, young Baltimore Orioles, lots of hummingbirds and juvenile hummingbirds at his feeders. Monarda is blooming along the roads. Fawns are standing out in the middle of the roads. And we suspect, between the two of us, that that has to do more with deer flies than their choice of cover. The deer flies are pretty severe out there right now, and that can be a real irritant to something like a deer. From the other Dallas Hudson over in Akeley, on the 17th, nettles were blooming, plantain, Joe Pye weed, and tall woodland sunflower. On the 18th, boneset, autumn meadowhawk, grasshopper that looks like a morning cloak in flight. That's a Carolina grasshopper or Carolina locust. On the 19th, great lobelia are blooming. On the 20th, hog peanut, spurred gentian, common milkweeds are starting to make pods. On the 21st, blazing star was blooming, and hazelnuts are full size. Sarsaparilla berries are ripe, and choke cherries are turning color. Pardon me. And you may recall last week we had a little comment and conversation about raspberries, and Dallas said, our raspberries are about non-existent thanks to no rain. Blackberries setting on heavy but very small plants, again, thanks to a lack of rain. But blueberries are good in spots, lots of hazelnuts this year, and are full size, so you know they will be gone soon, and he's right about that. And then from Tom, he weighed in on the raspberries. The raspberries around our yard are very good this year. We have had a good amount of rain here this year and also increased our bee colonies from 1 to 3. And I did notice they were working the raspberries very hard as the flowers were developing. Our bushes are descended from the tall ones, but are from tame ones, but are crossed with wild, which gives them a stronger flavor of the wild ones that surround our farm. The patches of wild berries look okay this year, but not as remarkable as the ones in our yard. We'll dab some cedar oil on my hat to keep the deer flies at a reasonable distance and pick our berries today. Been doing away with my share of deer flies and horse flies this year as well, and I appreciate that, Tom. Every one of you needs to kill at least one deer fly today, and that would help. Trust me. By the way, from this week to last, our estimated 3 bee colonies gathered around 50 pounds of additional honey, and the basswood is just blooming now, so the honey should increase. Thanks for the good reporting. And then from our friend Joel, I'm assuming the listeners this morning were referring to wild raspberries. This is a tough one for me to comment on because wild raspberries here are almost everywhere. They are the dominant species to move in when disturbed soil has seen a lapse in management. For instance, my old North Slope pasture, which hasn't been grazed since 2009 and only mowed a few times since then, looks like it will be more than 50% raspberries in a few years, more of non-management. Anyway, there looks to be a big crop as usual, but none have started ripening yet. In 30 years here, I've had 3 years where domestic, I've lost my place, raspberries suffered winter kill, and I actually picked the wild ones for fresh eating. I've never seen a year where the wild ones had any kind of crop failure. Domestic raspberries set a heavy crop, and I expect to start picking, or somebody else will pick in my absence, later this week. The spotted wing Drosophila showed up in the raspberries here last year, and I do expect an infestation again this year, the first 7 to 10 days of picking. So if you know anyone who is interested in picking domestic raspberries in a semi-managed setting and will pick all the right berries, not just the easy ones, feel free to send them my way. Blackberries are another story. They just don't seem to grow here, although I don't know why. On the 80 I designed and managed ski trails, I know only one location with a blackberry vine, and I've tried to coax it along, but without success. Any idea why they don't like my location when raspberries are so dominant? I can't tell you, Joel. But I do know that after looking at the raspberries around my yard, they were just a little late in developing. Yesterday, I was doing some mowing the hayfield that passes as my lawn, and I picked quite a few raspberries, and like the bears, ate them as I picked them, which is my style. That's our talkback show for today. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and 103.9 Ely and KAXE.org, connecting you to Northern Minnesota.